And what is the result? This is what I wanted to come to. Therefore, because of all this, because the life of Jesus is just bubbling forth in me and blessing other people, therefore, we don't get discouraged, verse 16. Though our outer man is decaying. You know, when Paul was writing this at the age of 60, he had traveled so much, his body had been worn out. And his body was worn out much more than any of us, because his travel was very tough. He didn't have comfortable journeys. But the body wears out, and you can't. Now, he could have lived comfortably in Tarsus, and his body may not have worn out so soon. But he says, outer man is decaying. I don't know what all problems he had in his physical body. I'm sure there are many. He doesn't talk much about it. But he says, there's one thing. I can't do anything about that. God's not going to make me at the age of 60 have the strength of a 30-year-old. The outer man will decay, and God has allowed it. But the inner man is being renewed. That means becoming more like Christ. And here's the best part of it. Day by day. That means every day he was becoming a little more like Christ. Now, for many Christians, that's a verse to quote. The outer man is decaying, but the outer inner man is renewed day by day. Brother, is it true or is it just quoting a verse? Paul was not quoting a verse. He was giving a testimony. And there's a lot of difference between quoting a verse and giving a testimony. Outer man is decaying is automatic. You don't have to do anything about it. But for the inner man to be renewed day by day, I'll tell you, we have to listen to God every day. Every day. And we must take up the cross every day. I won't give you a list of 10 things, just 2 things. Listen to God every day. And by every day, I mean the whole day. Take up the cross every day. I guarantee that there's no partiality with God. What God did for Jesus, He'll do for us. What God did for Paul, He'll do for you and me. You will become more Christ-like day by day. And your wife, your husband, your children will recognize it. Your brothers and sisters will recognize it. The people closest to us will see it. It's a wonderful thing. I'll show you why I say these 2 things every day. Let me show you 2 verses. Proverbs and chapter 8. Please remember these 2 things, my dear brothers. I plead with you to get a heart of wisdom before we end our life. Moses did not say, teach us to number our years or our months. What did he say? Teach us to number our days. Teach us to number each day of the week. Proverbs and chapter 8 and verse 34. Blessed is the man who listens to me. It's the same thing that Jesus told Martha about Mary. Watching daily. That's the point. Daily. Watching daily at my gates. Who listens to me every day. If you have a servant, a faithful servant, a servant lady, every day she comes, says, Madam, what am I to do today? She's a good servant. You tell her what to do. And like the Living Bible says in 1 Corinthians 4:2, the most important thing about a servant is that he does just what his master tells him to do. A good servant is not one who comes home and does whatever she feels like. Listens. What do you want me to do today? That's what a faithful steward is, 1 Corinthians 4:2. who does exactly what his master tells him to do. Blessed is the man who listens to me, watching daily. Because verse 20, 35, he will find life. So that's one thing, daily. And that's what Jesus did also himself, as we read in Isaiah chapter 50. Isaiah 50 and verse 4. The Lord has given me the tongue of a disciple, so that I may know how to sustain a weary person with a word. And how does he do it? Isaiah 50 verse 4. He wakes me up every morning. Again, daily. Daily to listen. This is referring to Jesus. To listen. And then he says, then I'm because the Lord has opened my ear, verse 5, to listen. I was not disobedient. I didn't turn back. Even people smite me, strike me on my back and pluck the beard, verse 6, from my fear. Or spit on me, verse 6. It makes no difference, because verse 7, the Lord helps me and I'm not disgraced. I've set my face like a flint to obey what God spoke to me in the morning. Isn't that wonderful? That's talking, taking about taking up the cross during the day. Because his ear was opened in the morning, his inner ear. Speak, Lord, your servant is listening. I've often said this, and we get out of bed. That should be our attitude right from the time we get out of bed throughout the day. Speak, Lord, your servant is listening. What are you trying to say to me? What are you trying to say to me through life situations and through things that I see and things that happen? What are you trying to say to me through the word? I want to hear you. I want to listen to you. Jesus walked that way. So that's number one. The one thing that we must do every day. To listen. And I told you, the other thing we have to do is to take up the cross every day. To die to ourselves. Luke 9:23, if anyone will follow me, let him take up his cross every day and follow me. Just two things. And this business of every day, I want you to see this verse about Jesus. When we grow in likeness to Jesus every day, it says in Luke chapter 2 and verse 40, about how Jesus grew every day with this attitude of listening to the Father and taking up the cross. The result was Luke 2:40. The child continued to grow and become strong, Jesus, increasing in wisdom, and the grace of God was on him. That's how he grew in wisdom. Connect that with what Moses said. Teach us to number each day so that we grow in wisdom. So that at the end of our life, after many days, we can present to God a heart that has acquired wisdom day by day by day by day. By listening and by dying. Luke chapter 2 verse 40. Increasing in wisdom day by day. Again, repeated in verse 52, same chapter. And Jesus kept on increasing in wisdom. This is how Jesus grew. When he never did miracles, these are days in Nazareth, long before he was baptized in the River Jordan. Never preached a sermon, never cast out a demon. What was his preparation for ministry? 30 years of listening. 30 years of dying to self. 30 years of daily growing in wisdom. And then at the end of it, the Father said, I am well pleased with you. Go out and serve me. And he did more in 3.5 years than others can do in thousands of years. That's the path. To follow Jesus and to become like him is to be listening to the Lord every day, morning till night, taking up the cross the whole day, never feeling sorry for ourselves, If you feel self-pity, it proves one thing: self has not died. If you're going around looking for sympathy from other people, a dead man doesn't look for sympathy from others. You go to a funeral, that guy's not lying there and saying, "I hope you all feel sorry for me, dead here." No. He's finished with your opinions. Are you waiting for people to feel sorry for you? You want to tell your tales of woe to somebody? Brother, die. Die. I remember years ago, I think it was nearly 40 years ago, I was visiting a church in England where I was asked to speak. And I was staying with the pastor of that church. He was a godly man. And he was telling me how, before we went to the meeting, he said, "Oh, Brother Zach, the people in this church are like this and like that, and they're saying this and doing this to me." And I just said, "So what?" You know, years later, he spoke in a meeting and I heard him say, "There was a man from India who came to my house many years ago. And when I told him all my problems, he just said, 'So what?' And that was the most liberating word I ever heard. I've never forgotten it. It just set me free." And he never forgot it. I said, "What? You have to die, that's all. That's all. It's a wonderful thing. So what? Have you been crucified yet? Have they spat on your face yet? Have they called you a devil yet? Have they whipped you and nailed you to a cross? No. But so what? Forget it." He grew in wisdom. And then we could come to that place with day, which Paul finally came to, that every day he had become a little more like Jesus. I'll tell you honestly, I'm not ashamed to say that is my goal. I have no interest in being the greatest preacher or the Bible teacher or travel countries or even plant churches. My passion in life is to become a little more like Jesus every day, and that others can see it, a little more of that grace and a little more of that truth.